A controversial new drug for Alzheimer's disease is getting off to a slow start. Very few patients are actually receiving the drug. NPR's John Hamilton explains why.
Aduhelm is the first drug on the market to remove amyloid, the sticky substance that builds up in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. The Food and Drug Administration approved it in June, even though an advisory panel opposed the move. Dr. Marwan Sabah of the Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix says the FDA approval generated a lot of excitement.
My phone was ringing off the hook, both from reporters and from patients. And every patient, every visit since then, they're like, I want to hear more about the new drug.
Sabah has worked as an advisor to the drug's maker, Biogen. This is how he describes Aduhelm to his patients in the early stages of Alzheimer's.
Here's a new opportunity to see if we can slow it down. Maybe you keep what you have longer. Maybe you delay getting worse. But then I say, you know, it's not easy either. We're talking about a monthly infusion. There are costs. There are authorizations. There are MRIs. There are risks and complications that we need to manage.
Only a handful of Sabah's patients are actually taking Aduhelm. And sales figures suggest that so far, the drug has been a commercial flop. Sabah says one reason is negative publicity.
The pendulum of public opinion has swayed strongly against this drug, and it's unfortunate.
Aduhelm has support from the Alzheimer's Association and many neurologists, but it also has been criticized by a long list of experts who consider the drug risky and potentially ineffective. Dr. Mia Yang is a geriatrician at Wake Forest School of Medicine who has criticized Aduhelm's approval. She says only a few of her patients have even asked about the drug.
They usually hear about it through the media, through a report, and then they ask my thoughts about it. And once I explain to them the potential benefit and side effects, no one has said, sign me up.
Yang says the drug's cost, about $56,000 a year, is a major obstacle. At the moment, most private insurers aren't covering Aduhelm, and Medicare, which could make or break the drug, won't decide whether to cover it until next year. Yang says that means right now, most patients have to pay for it out of their own pockets.
I'm just not aware of that many people who could shell out $56,000 right now to pay for Aduhelm.
The timing of Aduhelm's approval also may have contributed to its slow start. Dr. Raj Tempe of the Cleveland Clinic says the Alzheimer's patients he sees have been focused on another disease, COVID-19.
The pandemic has taken a toll on people, so majority of the people who are coming are mainly looking for relief from depression and anxiety and other things, sleep problems. And I think the cognitive issues are less important.
Tempe says another factor is that some prominent medical institutions have chosen not to prescribe Aduhelm, at least for now. These include Mount Sinai in New York, Massachusetts General Hospital, and Tempe's own workplace, the Cleveland Clinic.
I was hoping that institutions which had the ability to prescribe the drug in a safe way would be able to do that by now. And seeing the low numbers, I'm very surprised.
Other doctors are less surprised. Dr. Zaldi Tan of Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles says Aduhelm simply isn't the drug his patients have been hoping for.
This is not a cure. The disease will continue. And perhaps the best case scenario is someone will get a modest improvement in their cognition, but it's not going to stop the disease from progressing.
Tan adds that the drug's potential to offer any benefit to patients is still in question.
What's not in question is the fact that it can cause cerebral hemorrhage and swelling in a significant number of patients. So I think that's something that they would need to consider when deciding whether to take this drug or not.
Tan says he and other experts knew that the first drug to treat the brain changes associated with Alzheimer's was likely to be imperfect.
Most of us didn't anticipate that it will be this imperfect.
Tan says he remains optimistic that future drugs will offer a better solution. John Hamilton, NPR News.